Welcome to Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
I'm Jeremy Berkeley.
And this is the home of the Mobius Strip.
The best strip club.
With no beginning and no end.
Just boobies everywhere.
And some dongs.
Mobius Strip is an equal opportunity strip club.
Yeah. Let's get on in there.
Okay.
Jeremy, time has passed.
Once again.
The slow ebb of the eternities.
We've emerged from the hyperbolic time chamber.
And now...
And our power level has grown.
It has grown exponentially.
And by the way, have you watched any Dragon Ball Super?
No, I have not. So Dragon Ball Super is a new series, right?
Yeah, but it's chronologically after Dragon Ball Z.
I mean... So is GT.
But no, GT doesn't exist.
So they wipe GT out.
It's not canon because the creator didn't work on it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Because I know that Dragon Ball Z Kai was just a re-edited version of Dragon Ball Z. Z to like cut off out all the...
filler.
The filler.
Yeah.
Man, they kept in the episode where Goku and Piccolo learned to drive,
that's
right?
That's because that's the best filler episode.
Oh, good. That's the best episode.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. There's two kind of filler episodes. Mm-hmm. There's fun, good character, like, release episodes. And then there's, hey, let's check what these side characters are doing because we don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Dragon Ball Z is especially weird because I don't feel like was the manga going on at the same time? There's a manga, right?
There's a manga.
I know there's a Dragon Ball manga.
There's a Dragon Ball manga. I don't know if there's a Dragon Ball Z manga. Or Dragon Ball Z? No, there is a Dragon Ball Z manga. Okay. And there's a Dragon Ball Super manga, too, but it's so far behind the anime.
That's good. Because what they get with a lot of the ones where they, you know, are making the anime,
they have filler
arcs? Is they catch up to it.
The manga? Yeah.
Man, my favorite one, though, is the Full Metal Alchemist one where they catch up to the manga and they're just like, hey, what if we just do something else?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So they just made up their own ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty good ending.
Yeah, it was a fine ending.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was not better or worse than the actual ending that you get in Brotherhood.
And then that's where you get Brotherhood. I still haven't watched Brotherhood.
Brotherhood's good.
My problem is I don't want to watch all the stuff that's like the same.
What I was going to say is that they're very, very much aware that people who watched Brotherhood have probably also watched.
Yeah.
And they just do, like, the entire beginning of Full Metal Alchemist in about two episodes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so you don't get the whole thing where Ed goes through, like, the trials to become an alchemist.
Yeah.
You don't even get the one where he goes to
that. And I'm assuming they cut out filler and stuff.
Yeah, he cut out the filler. Essentially, what Brotherhood is mostly is the ending.
Yeah.
Is
well, that's why I haven't watched it. I'm like, I don't want to watch like a full season of like stuff that I've already seen.
No, and even stuff you've already seen, like they found ways to make it interesting again. I'd say that it's worth watching.
Yeah, worth
because you're not going to get bored of it. You're going to know a few things already.
Yeah, yeah.
But what they did in the original anime is a few times they also,
you know who,
like,
we need in to talk about this?
Yeah.
Ethan.
We do need Ethan in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ethan, but back to my original point about Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Super. And the hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah.
Vegeta has blown up the hyperbolic time chamber two times already.
Yeah.
Blew it up. And you know what? They rebuild it. And then there's no explanation of how they built it.
Well,
my thing is, like, if you can build a hyperbolic time chamber, why don't you build lots of them?
I assume it's the area it's in. Does he actually blow it up?
Yeah, it blows up.
From the outside.
From the inside.
From the inside.
He gets too powerful and blows it up.
Oh.
He does it twice.
Now, let's be clear. Why don't he get too powerful?
And Mr. Popo's like, if you blow it up again, you're not allowed coming here anymore.
There is the fact that his training method is fighting meteors.
That's
so
true.
He's not one who's a, you know, gentle trainer.
He's not a gentle trainer.
A gentle trainer.
Does not train in the gentle face.
He likes to do, like, obstacle courses and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is our topic even about anime today, Kevin?
Hey, it kind of, I guess, maybe is.
It's some animes.
Yeah, it's anime adjacent.
Yeah.
We're going to do another Superpower Showdown.
Superpower Showdown, the time where we choose superpowers and talk about what if.
Both a theme song and an explanation.
The best kind of theme song. Do you remember Fighting Foodons, Kevin?
Yeah.
Fighting Foodons, isn't life incredible? These monsters once are edible, so everybody take a look at fighting creatures you can cook. It's the entire premise of the show and the theme song.
Oh, man, I like good. I get it.
Yeah.
That's what all animes like and cartoons, their main title should just be explanations of, okay, here's what you need to know.
Here's what you need to know about
this
show.
To be fair, Transformers, robots in disguise. You're like,
Transformers, right before your eyes.
More than meets the eye.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Both phrases work. I mean, yeah, they both work with the syntax of the song, but it is more than meets the eye.
You're right.
More than meets the eye. So we're going to do Superpower Showdown. Well, we're each going to pick a superpower.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about it for a while. And we are. Last time you went first.
I did. So now you're on the spot.
Now I'm on the spot.
Sir Kevin.
My power is kind of a... It's an interesting one because I don't think it will affect things on a grand scale.
Yeah.
But it's something that I think we can get some good stuff out of.
Okay.
Which is the ability to control your hair.
Oh, yeah.
So, your hair acts
okay,
like
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yep.
And you get to decide what the answer is.
Mm-hmm. Now we
do. Yeah, because you get to. Can you grow hair, or is it just control the hair you have?
Nope, you control the hair you have.
Okay.
So,
for me, I'm a hairy guy. I could lie on the ground, and my chest hair could, like, move me along the ground.
I see there's no reason why it has to stop at your head.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're, like, ZZ Top, you got, like, whips on your chins.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
And no, it's no, like, supernatural, like, hair growth.
No, just
it's
control.
Normal human beings.
Yeah.
But you can control your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that means... Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this mental control over your hair, or is there musculature that's controlling it?
That is a question.
Yeah.
If it was musculature, haircuts would hurt like a bitch.
That's true, but I don't think people are going to cut their hair anyways.
I mean, to a certain level, but if it gets too long, it gets unmanageable.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
If you can control your hair,
how long is the unmanageable?
I'm going to say... That is mental control,
okay.
And it is based on how good your hair is.
Okay.
So if you just have, like, stringy, dried out, split end hair.
If you don't take care of your hair.
You don't take care of your hair, it won't take care of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you have, like, if you just, you know, you're very up on making sure that, you know, you do some
You some shower
shampoo,
in cold
shower.
Water.
Yeah.
You use conditioner.
If you treat your hair right... It'll be powerful.
It'll be more powerful. Okay.
And once again, all hair. Everywhere on your body.
Yeah. So you got to condition your pubes.
Yeah. You got to rub your chest hair and make sure it's all...
Make sure you clean out your butt hair.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's someone would least
That's
like
why people
fight.
Listen to our podcast, Kevin.
Talk about butts and
No,
hair.
Because we talk about the stuff that nobody else talks about, like butt hair. Everybody has it. Nobody talks about it. It's real.
Not a conspiracy. It's real.
It's real.
Yeah, it's there.
Don't be ashamed about your butt hair, everybody.
Be proud.
Be proud about your butt hair.
About your butt hair.
Yeah.
Okay, well, with the ability to essentially have, in an extent, an extra limb, two multiple limbs, depending on how long your hair is.
Yeah.
I think it goes into a lot of the other powers where when we're evolving, you definitely have, like, people are more competent.
I have a question.
Yeah?
Where do dreads fall on the line of taking care of your hair?
I think it's kind of like the difference between a knife and a club.
Gotcha.
Where, yeah, if you... I mean, like, how you take care of hair will change what it is. Like, yeah, no, if you have dreads, then your hair is like, heavier.
Yeah.
It would be better at smashing stone
and make
and
people
breaking
sick
bone.
Because it can smell real bad.
True, you just wrap it right around someone's face.
Yeah.
Get it right up on there.
Yeah.
But if you have, you know, fine, light hair, but, like, strong hair,
yeah,
then, like, you could, I don't know, lift up a car.
Sure.
I'm going to say that your hair is stronger than normal hair. Like, okay. If you treat it well, it has...
Okay, well, what's the tensile strength of this hair?
Well, hair is pretty strong. Like, it is. If you get a bunch of it together, yeah, you can hold up some pretty strong things.
Yeah.
I think part of the thing is that, like, if you know how to, like, braid your hair together, you can...
Yeah.
Like, you can make a braid, which you can use to carry stuff up.
Yeah.
The tensile... I don't really know how tensile strength works.
Well, like, it's like if you look at, let's say, steel cabling for airliners, right? Like, they wrap that around, and that can hold, like, 3,000 pounds or something. But...
Well, I think the important thing to think of when we're thinking of, like, hair is the amount of it. Like...
Yeah, but you're saying it's stronger, so... Let's say in the real world, if we're doing a comparison, if you take 5 strands of hair and you tie it to a brick and you try and lift that brick up, the hair will break.
Yeah.
If you do that in this world, will the hair break? How many strands of hair per brick?
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to say that you can probably... I mean, it also depends on how well you're taking care of your hair.
Yeah.
Because I think this goes on a scale. Yeah. Like, I don't think that if you are, like
you gotta get that sheen, that gloss.
Get that Charlie Sheen.
Get that good sheen on your
good
hair.
Good sheen. Wait, okay, get that Martin sheen then.
Yeah, you gotta get that good sheen.
Get that good sheen. You gotta get that good Emilio Estevez on your hair.
Yeah.
But, so you can go from hair that is pretty much, based on our world, standard hair to less than standard hair to, like, boy, if you just treat your hair right, you probably be like 5 times as strong as like
you get a daily scalp massage hair.
You can use your hair to massage your own scalp.
Oh my God!
Yeah, just go right back into.
Why would I ever leave home?
You're not massaging your hair.
Yeah,
I mean your hair is massaging.
I'm so relaxed,
and this is also good for my hair, which allows me to be stronger. I will be so much stronger, and soon they will all. They will all rue the day they made fun of Hairy Joe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think a couple things come into my mind. First, one-off joke, Rapunzel is a superhero, not a fairy tale.
two, mullets are count as concealed weapons.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Business up front, dangerous in the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Business up front, deadly in the back.
Three, hair... is probably treated as a more attractive thing in general. Mm-hmm. You're probably not getting a lot of people waxing or shaving just about anything because it puts you at a significant disadvantage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even if you can just grow like a long beard, that's better.
Yeah.
Like you can, you know, you can just go wild with that beard.
Also, Vikings are probably still in charge because they have the best facial hair.
They got there and they braided it. So, you know, it's strong and ready to like smash things.
Yeah.
So Vikings are in charge, apparently.
And this world is automatically better than ours because the pencil mustache does not exist.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hitler still has that Hitler mustache, but it's a lot longer. It's just like a thin line that he uses to just like whip people in the eye.
The Fu Manchu is a lot more common.
Yeah, it's just two whips on each side of your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you also see, I remember seeing this from... Shanghai Noon, a lot of, back in ancient times, Chinese warriors would have very, very long hair.
Yeah.
So they would also be very powerful because that hair and that braid.
Monks wouldn't shave their heads. They just braid them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, having a shaved head and being hairless is a sign of a pacifist.
Yeah.
Like, it's a strong sign.
It is.
It's a strong sign for something else, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those Shaolin monks were pacifists.
Yeah, so they still. Yeah, you have monks who are like, no, you completely shave your body, you get wax.
Every morning, you walk into a vat of liquid wax, and then your brothers peel that wax from you, removing any hair.
Anywhere on your body.
Yeah.
Oh, so, God.
I hope you're used to your butthole being touched.
Because you gotta get that butt hair.
Gotta get that butt hair.
Whenever you're someone who has shaved your entire body, people are like, oh, yes, look at him. He must be a very peaceful man. But you got really long butt hair. And no one expects it.
Concealed weapon.
Concealed weapon. The most concealed weapon.
The most concealed. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Because people can control their hair and it's growing out so long, do you think people wear clothes or they just cover themselves in their hair?
Jeremy.
Yes.
They wear clothes.
Okay.
Because you know what a hair shirt is, right?
No.
It's a shirt made from hair that was used as a punishment.
No, I don't.
Hair is not comfortable as clothing.
Well, yeah, but except if you're taking care of your hair, if your hair's silky soft, right?
Yes, yes, Jeremy, you could have a Bayonetta in this world.
Yeah.
I suppose there could be like one or two people who are just like, but why am I wearing clothes? I have so much hair.
Yeah.
And it's all so smooth.
Yeah.
And then they Bayonetta themselves.
Yeah.
With legs that are the size of a normal man.
It's true. That woman is very disproportionately constructed.
I've never played Bayonetta before.
But I have. It's lots of fun.
They just released it as a free game on Xbox Live Gold.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm finally going to play Bayonetta. All I know from seeing other people play and hearing other people talk about it is hair is her clothing.
Yeah.
And just those legs.
The legs are everywhere, Kevin.
Those legs.
They're everywhere.
Also, she sex fights.
She does sex fight.
Sex fight.
Sex fight.
Yeah.
Sex fight. Go. Actually, my favorite thing about Bayonetta is that you could equip different weapons to the limbs.
Yeah, okay, so that's could, really cool. I like the fact that she has guns on her feet.
Yeah, it's cool, but also you can do silly shit like you can put swords down there.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
I love all the content where it's like, all right. She's got guns in both her hands. That's pretty cool. I can make it cooler. What if she has four guns? Where does she hold the other guns?
I'm listening.
She has four limbs, four guns.
I'd be like, okay, that's pretty cool. Wait, I'm not finished yet. We'll have a variety of weapons they can equip to the limbs independently.
We're talking about guns. We're talking about swords. We're talking about a mace.
We're talking about rocket launchers.
Flails. We're talking about a miniaturized ICBM firing straight off of someone's left heel. And an efficient weapon. It's a cool weapon.
It's a cool weapon. I see. So this game is not a simulation then? No.
No, I started this with the fact that her suit is hair.
Oh, and it's still attached to her body and she controls it and summons demons with it.
And the more she fights, the more naked she gets.
I see. I'm listening.
I'm listening again. Tell me more about how naked she gets.
I think executives are way funnier when we pretend to be them.
Let me begin with saying that I have a hair fetish. Now I may continue. Pre-warning, I like hair.
Before I get started on any of my presentations, I like to ask, are there any fetishes in the room?
That's how I want to start every presentation. Thank you for letting me in here to pitch to you my new film. Let me begin. Do any of you have any fetishes? No?
Don't worry, you won't leave this room.
No? No, you don't? Well, you will when I'm done with my presentation. So, the squirrels.
So he went the other way. I was like, I will come up with a game on the spot based on your fetish.
Well, yeah, if someone says no, you gotta figure something out.
Then I go, okay, so the game is based in the New World. All the Puritans have just landed. And all you do is churn butter and build houses. You can't have children, but only once you're married.
And only enough to ensure that the line propagates.
Yeah, only enough.
And you better not enjoy it.
No.
No.
It's not enjoyable. There are no scenes where there's sex. And you're going to have a child. It just cuts to the outside of your house. And there's a lamp and it turns off. And that's it.
This is not some scummy Sims bull.
No.
We're not the heretics at Ubisoft pulling out those woohoos and that pixelization. I can see through the pixelization. I know what they're doing.
I know that that's a boob.
I know what a boob is.
Do you, though?
It's like somewhere around
it's somewhere over here.
This area.
We're both rubbing the sides of our body for the people who cannot see us.
It's somewhere around the armpits.
Yeah. Somewhere around the lower rib cage. They're birthed from the intercostals, yes?
This is a world of Bayonettas. of Bayonettas and hairy people.
I mean, I feel like if the hair is stronger and you have control over it, I think you could make it certainly stronger than a lot of armors.
Yeah, I mean, like if you can, you know, interlink in the right way, like braiding would be super important.
Yeah,
especially learning how to braid.
There'd be so many different braid techniques.
Yeah, well, for different combat styles.
Yeah,
you'd have you'd be able to do things crazy with like loose braids that can like capture arms in them.
Yeah,
yeah,
or braids that you can move so that you can deflect blows.
Yeah, when you put your hair into like a bun, that's essentially you like sheathing your hair.
Yeah, of course, this whole complex hairy armor situation only lasts until people invent flamethrowers.
And then everything just smells bad.
Yeah. I mean, so in our world, like the war to end all wars, World War I, changed the way people thought about warfare.
Yeah.
Right? In this world, it's as soon as people realize they can light other people on fire.
And totally just like ruin their hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because not only would it take the hair away, it would damage it.
It would damage the hair, and it smells horrible.
Jeremy, I was once lighting a barbecue.
Tell me more.
And this barbecue had it out for me. This barbecue saw me and was like, hey.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy specifically. And so it shot a fireball into my face.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure barbecues aren't sentient, but continue.
Yeah, yeah. So it shot a fireball into my face, and fortunately I was wearing a toque, so it didn't burn off my eyebrows.
Good.
But it hit my beard and just like shortened it by about an inch.
Oh yeah, beard shaving.
Yeah, and then just left the edges left the edges all like crusty. So I kind of looked like someone just like put spackle in my beard.
Yeah, yeah.
and then I spent like the next few weeks after that just like combing out just
ash
ash and like the tips of the hair.
Yeah,
because like the hair was still there, but like it had just shortened all up.
Yep.
My experience with a fireball.
I had an arm engulfed by a fireball and a similar thing happened to
me. Yeah, see those
those
barbecues, they're out to get you.
They're gonna grab you.
I mean, you'd want to be more careful with your hair.
Yeah.
Man, people would just have bushy eyebrows. That'd be weird. Like, you can't do too much with that, but definitely would. That would be a thing you could do.
Yeah.
Could you do the thing you see in, like, some cartoons where people just have the most bizarre eyebrows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. If we're talking about from the beginning of time, which we always do.
Yes, we do.
Well, who's to say that humans aren't hairier as a whole?
Well, it would be evolutionary advantage.
Yeah.
Like, having more hair would mean you have more, like, capacity to protect yourself.
To protect yourself, to get food, to build things.
Yeah. Like it's not, because it used to be like that hair kind of useful for, you know, when there's, you know, heat and or cold and things like that.
Yeah, and keep water away and keep bugs out. Yeah. Off
but
of
now
your
it's
scalp.
Also a defensive and offensive mechanism.
It is.
That you can just like.
You know what? We're probably all still like, the amount of hair apes have, probably humans.
Like there's only, I think there's only so far that we can go, because I think also there's certain just like,
I think this world is just Planet of the Apes, except the apes can control their hair.
So you think we all keep at the same like ape level?
Well, I think like,
here's the thing, I don't think
our limbs would develop. I think we'd still be upright, upright. But the thing is that there's no advantage for us to lose our hair.
Well, it depends on when the hair control comes in. Because I don't think chimpanzees can control their hair. I don't think... No. Oh, man, where are the monkeys that are actually closest to us genetically? They're like... something with a B?
I don't know.
Barbosa monkeys.
Sure.
Yes. Captain Barbosa monkeys.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Welcome to the Black Pearl. Yeah, like, they can't control their hair. Like, cats can't control their, like, animals can't control their hair. It depends on what
point. I guess, what point in evolution.
What point in our evolution do we start to gain the ability to control hair?
Maybe proto-human, so Neanderthal?
Yeah, so I think we are hairier. I don't think we are apes.
That's true.
I don't think we are.
And people never.
I don't think we're a whole bunch of just Bigfoots walking around. Mm-hmm. However,
wouldn't that be awesome?
However, Bigfoot. Is the mightiest of all.
Yeah.
I don't know if his hair is that long, though. Like, it's definitely coarse.
Yeah.
He's definitely invincible.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting to do that.
Well, here's the thing.
Right.
What's better to have, an invincible shield or an invincible spear?
That is the question.
That's the question.
That's the question.
The age-old riddle.
I mean, Bigfoot. Is it better to have Bigfoot?
Yeah.
He is a large man.
Yeah. Well, woman. Person?
Yeah. I guess it's not very clear.
Yeah.
It's a large figure.
We're not going to assume Bigfoot's gender.
We're not going to assume Bigfoot's gender.
Yeah.
Large person.
Yeah.
Covered in hair.
Covered in hair.
But, once again, not very long hair.
No.
But is invincible, except for Jeremy. Flamethrowers.
That's it, except for flamethrowers.
Except for flamethrowers. Flamethrowers have to be illegal in this world.
Or they're used very specifically.
Well, no, flamethrowers.
Like,
you can own a
flamethrower.
Slavery
would still be a thing. Huh? Slaves would have no hair. They would burn the hair off their slaves or
it doesn't mean
wax them.
Jeremy, and then, it doesn't mean slavery has to be a thing.
If we're talking about also prisoners, they would remove all prisoners'
I
hair.
I mean, no, you're right that where there are slaves and when there is slaves, mm-hmm. they would be shaved.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that slavery is still a thing. Prisoners, yeah. shaved,
yeah.
every single day.
Every day.
Every day. You cannot let those prisoners get any hair.
Yep.
It'd be just be a prison full of, like, smooth male models.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smooth people.
Just the smoothest people
the
in
smoothest
existence.
Smoothest people.
It'd be, you know,
if you got a life sentence, they just shoot lasers at you and kill all your hair follicles.
Laser removal.
Yeah.
It's the interesting thing that, so if you are outside the world and you, like, shave, it's also sort of implying, like, oh, maybe he was a criminal.
Yeah.
And this is, like, you know,
hair
is how he has to be
it
now.
It definitely has to become a status thing.
Yeah. Do you think that you have parole officers who go around and just, like, just making sure your hair doesn't get too long?
No, I think like once you're out.
I imagine that like.
They're probably like, hey, is your hair full of cocaine?
What?
Because, okay, what's like, if people were smuggling stuff and they could control their hair, they could put bags of drugs in their armpits and have their armpit hair hide the drugs.
But that just seems like the most obvious.
Well, yeah, but so is, at this point, shoving it up your butt and people still do that. Sir,
wrong.
I need you to relax your butt hair. I need to do a cavity search.
It's just an automatic reaction, man. Just protects it right up.
Yep. Protective web.
Man, it's sharp. It's like a cheese grater.
How do you take care of your butt hair so well?
I have very specific needs. No, I think... Man, I was going to say
I don't care where we go with this topic anymore. What I'm taking away from this is butt hair is powerful in your world. That's what I'm taking away,
I mean,
Kevin.
No, it's not wrong. A lot of hair is powerful. Mm. Those people who just have, like, really hairy nipples.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, those are, like, little drills that they can send you.
They hug people and kill them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, what I was thinking that, like, I have to imagine that at some point something might be implemented for people who are convicted of hair crimes, I guess, for crimes against hair.
For crimes against humanity.
Yeah, 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 yeah. For follicle federal crimes.
No, follicle felonies.
That's what it is. It's a felony. Yeah. Damn it. I'm trying to remember what it was. It's a yeah. felony. Follicle felonies.
Yeah.
Fuck. I have to
imagine, whoa, language, Kevin.
I have to imagine.
This is a non-explicit podcast, right?
Yeah, sure it is. I have to imagine that if you're convicted for something like that, you might have, like, a regulation on you where, like, you have to regulate me with a parole officer, like we do in this world, and they have to make sure your hair isn't growing too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, man, that's some nice hair there. It's getting a little bit over an inch.
Well,
you know,
actually,
you're probably an inch of hair.
In modern society,
yeah.
There's probably you have to register your hair length. Because the longer your hair is, the more likely it is you can use it as a deadly weapon.
And that's why you want to be really careful if you go out, you know, in the backwoods area. Because those people are going to be hairy.
Yeah, they're going to be hairy. And the other thing is that you wouldn't have the right to bear arms. You would have the right to grow hair.
The right to have not bare arms.
Yeah.
But berry arms.
Yeah, to have berry arms.
To have berry hairy arms.
Yep.
So in the U.S. Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Nope, Constitution.
Constitution.
The Constitution. One of them is the right to have long, luxurious hair.
Yes.
Like from one of those Frutise commercials.
Yeah.
Frutise. Man, those Frutise commercials are now more of like, look at this. Look how great your hair can be. And look at how it can destroy those who will stand
against
you.
Yeah, they'll be like, they'll have the regular part where there's the person in the shower. And yeah. They're like, oh, my hair. Yeah. And then the second part of the commercial, instead of them being looking pretty, is them like smashing through a concrete wall with their hair.
So it's a mixture between Red Spice, Old Spice.
Yeah.
It's a mixture between Old Spice and Frutise.
Yeah.
Where you just have a very hairy man. No, very hairy woman. They're all Frutise commercial women. So it's very, just like hairy woman with like the super long hair.
Yeah.
Just like break it into a courtroom.
Yeah.
And being like, I object. Are you a lawyer? I am now. Look at this hair.
Look at my hair.
And then she just like splits the judge in half.
Yeah.
It's very violent.
Very violent.
It's a very violent commercial. Unintended consequence. There's no like ratings on anything in this world. This is just anything goes.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. No explicit tags.
Yeah.
That's good for commercial.
Okay.
Good
for commercial. This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Physical Exercise.
Man, someone didn't really look at our analytics very well.
Hey, you might not want to do it, but you should.
All right, physical exercise. You know, when you're out there.
Some people says it feels running. Good.
Yeah, you try to get that runner's high that they all just lie to you about.
Get that adrenaline.
Get adrenaline, maybe lift some weights.
You live longer.
Yeah.
Run faster.
Man, it really is good for you.
Have better sex.
But instead, I mean,
or
you could always just order that pizza.
Or you could just play video games all day.
Yeah, you could do physical exercise or
troll the internet.
You could troll the internet.
Yeah. But you should probably do the exercise.
Probably do the physical exercise.
Yeah, probably do that.
Yeah, do exercise.
Yeah.
I think it's time. It's time for you. Yes. You and your power.
My power.
Tell me about your power.
My power, Kevin. Requires a little bit of an explanation.
They usually do.
Yeah. So, my power is actually a combination of two different powers because they're often in tandem.
All right.
And that is absorption and inorganic skin. So, think Colossus.
Yeah.
Colossus can make himself have metal skin.
Okay.
His unobtainium skin.
Yes.
Right?
I think it's inherently it's
not vibranium. It's some other
Is it the metal. Same thing that
it's a special metal.
So it's not vibranium.
Harder than steel, of course.
Is the shield and Wolverine's stuff made from the same?
What?
Wolverine's bones.
No, adamantium.
Adamantium. It's an adamantium skeleton or something.
No, it's not.
I feel like they changed.
It's a weird
thing. I feel like they changed what Colossus's.
Yeah, all the time. Is.
There's one time where he fell. Never mind.
Anyways, so there's that, the ability to create a skin around you. But it's also often paired with, in less popular heroes, like Absorbing Man, where he touches something and absorbs the properties of it.
Yeah.
And therefore becomes that thing.
Yeah.
But we're going to do sort of like a halfway in between where you touch something and then you can make your skin like that.
Okay, no, I like that.
Yeah.
So it's the ability to make yourself match what you're touching, essentially.
Yes.
So if you touch yourself some sweet denim, get yourself some good denim skin.
Some good denim skin.
Some good Canadian tuxedo denim skin.
Some good denim skin that your blood will just sieve through.
Okay, so it completely matches what it is. It doesn't like, it's not like just the top
Here's
layer,
the thing,
it's your entire skin.
Yeah, it's your skin.
So it's not like the top layer of epidermis.
No,
it's your
skin.
Jeremy, that leads to a whole other host of problems.
I know.
Because if you change to steel, then your skin can no longer breathe.
This is true.
And then you die.
Yep. So you better find something fleshy to touch.
So really the best thing that you can do is just be fleshy all the time.
That's not true, because you could do something like bark, which does breathe. And is harder than skin.
So there's no...
I'm making the joke about denim and stuff. But no, you have to assume that your body will be okay.
Okay, so we have to assume a small amount of adaptation.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, that's just as simple as not all your layers of skin become it. It's just like the top few layers.
Yeah, okay.
Because your epidermis has a few layers.
Yes, it
does. Also, I don't think your body's just full of like, I know there's blood in your body. I don't think it just floats around there like a like a sack of blood.
I don't have veins, do you?
It's more of just like some sort of broth that all my organs
sit just in. Amoebas, Kevin. We're just amoebas.
We're just amoebas with a thin layer of flesh around it.
Yeah.
All right. So you can touch anything, you can gain those powers. Now, or that skin. Now, could you use this to camouflage yourself?
Definitely.
Okay, I mean, you have to be naked.
You do have to be naked.
You have to cover up that dong or the boobs.
Yeah.
I don't think...
You don't have to, actually. No, you know what? If you're camouflaged enough, it won't matter.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't think
Keep in mind, though...
breasts would be as disrupting as if you just see a dick hanging out of a tree.
I mean, it depends on the state of the dick. What is your state of dick, Kevin?
Did that tree just get hard? The tree's always hard.
But here's the thing. You have to, with camouflage,
yeah.
It doesn't work with everything. Could you touch a rock wall, make your skin rock, and camouflage in with the rock wall? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Could you lean down and touch a piece of grass and then turn that into your skin and lay down and be camouflaged? No, you wouldn't be.
I'm pretty sure that at that point you'd just be a man covered in grass lying on the ground.
No. You would have the texture of grass. You wouldn't have multiple grass.
You'd like, just coming be out. One.
You'd be one. You'd be one
large piece of grass.
And you're still human shaped.
So
you don't change shape.
So it's like your entire body was just wrapped in grass.
Yes.
It wasn't one piece of grass.
Yes.
You're like a seaweed wrap.
Yeah, so that will not... Like, that will not camouflage you, right? Could you touch a tree and, like, be barked and then lean up against the tree?
Just hug the tree?
And just hug the tree and be camouflaged? Yes, you could.
I mean, look, kind of, once again, either tree dong or it'd be like...
Well, you could just face...
A weird lump on a tree.
If you face the tree...
Yeah,
then your dong...
It wouldn't cover you from the side because it would be like, there's clearly a person leaning against that tree.
Well, I mean, camouflage isn't really meant to cover you from multiple angles.
But something you could definitely do. You can definitely camouflage yourself.
Yeah, you could camouflage yourself for sure.
Okay. Man, I'm trying to think of like what the applicable limits of this are. Like, could you cover yourself in fur? Or is it like the grass where if you touch something's fur,
you are one follicle
of fur?
Yeah. You don't become fur.
I don't know why that grossed me out so much. The idea of that your entire body is the texture of one piece of fur.
Yeah, because that's what you're absorbing.
That's not right. That's weird. Do you have to turn to whatever you touch? Or is it like the last thing you have to touch it and you can choose.
You can choose.
Okay, and it's also not like you... I'm imagining it's not like...
And it has to be a solid. You can't touch water.
I mean, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clearly would not
You could
sense.
Touch ice, though.
Yeah, you could.
In which case, you're in a world of trouble, my friend.
Would it melt?
Oh, yeah, eventually.
Huh. So it does keep all the consistencies. Now, question. Could you touch, like, obsidian and become somewhat magmic?
You could touch obsidian, you'd become obsidian.
Oh, I guess not straight up obsidian, but, like... When lava just gets its like crust on it,
well, you would become the crust.
Okay.
Also, you'd probably burn your hand.
I mean, we'd become the crust.
Yeah.
I
must become the crust.
You can touch a pie crust and become pie crust.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'm so brittle.
Yeah.
What I was gonna say about someone who's turned into a pie.
I'm just a flesh pie.
And I'm a man pie. No worry about me. I'm just man pie. So what I was thinking is that I don't know if you disagree, is that it's not that you can like touch something and that like essentially becomes your imprint. It's that you touch something and you become it. It's not like you can like touch steel, go away for half an hour, then become steel.
No, you have to be in contact and make that decision.
Yeah, okay. Because that makes sense. So you have to change at the moment of contact.
Yeah.
Or, well, your contact.
It also means, and I know what everybody's thinking right now. Everyone's thinking, okay, well, people are just going to touch rocks and metals, maybe some bark. But they're going to touch hard things all the time. But here's the thing.
You don't want to be hard all the time.
You don't want to be hard all the time.
Don't want to be a hard boy all the time.
You don't want to be a hard girl all the time.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be a soft boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So having things that are softer, like touching silk and then making your skin silk,
ooh,
would be nice.
Yeah, you're about to go on a date. You're like, I think it's time to silk myself up.
Time to silk up.
Wearing a silk suit and then a silk pants.
The other thing, too,
is full silk, Jeremy. Yeah,
because if people are only ever touching hard things, sex never happens. And the human species dies out.
Unless you're into the idea of just, like, rocks grinding on each other.
That does not seem pleasant.
Jeremy, I want you to take a moment here. Can't. I want you to shut your eyes.
No, I'm not shutting my eyes. Tell me first.
All right, Jeremy, keep your eyes wide open, and I want you to imagine the sound that makes of just two stones grinding against each other.
Yeah, okay, I can imagine that sound. Now I want you to imagine a sound, yeah. Kevin. Can you imagine the sound of two steel bodies grinding together?
Yeah. One person becomes nails, one person becomes a chalkboard.
Yeah, no.
What if one person became the sticky, or one person became like the gripping side of Velcro, or one person became that soft felt side of Velcro?
Well, that'd be way too much friction, Kevin.
Well, no, and then you just stick to each other.
You know what?
Yeah, this is hot to me. I like it.
I mean, yes, there would be strange fetishes in this world. But also, if you touch the Velcro, you would not become like Velcro.
Oh, right. You become
one of the hooks or one of the soft fabrics.
Oh, man. I mean, well, the problem is that doesn't work in all things like that because everything at its core is a series of, like, small
objects.
Yes,
but what you're talking about is you're talking about a large texture, right? Yeah. So, like, grass, a bunch of grass is a large texture.
I agree with that.
Fur,
yeah.
A bunch of fur is a large texture. Velcro operates on the same principle as burrs.
Okay.
And
some sort of...
And fur.
Burrs and fur.
Burrs and fur.
Burrs and fur. Burrs and fur.
Burrs and fur. Furs and burrs.
That's my next... That's my next... That's my first rap album. Burrs and fur.
Burrs and fur.
Which is about Velcro.
Yeah.
It's where I rap about Velcro.
That being said, if you touched a seed that was burr-like, you would not turn into a burr. You would turn into the outside of that seed.
Yeah, which could be burr-like.
Well, yeah.
Because I think if you touch like a dragon...
The thing to remember, too, is you don't assume a different shape.
Well, no. Well, but here's the thing, Jeremy. I think if you touch like the outside of like a dragon fruit, you don't think you get a little bit spiky?
I don't think so.
I feel like, why wouldn't you? I'd get a little bit spiky on that.
No, because you just get the skin of the dragon fruit.
So it's just the texture.
Yeah.
It's just the texture.
Well, and the hardness and density.
Okay. So you can touch like...
Also, you gotta be super strong if you're gonna have metal skin.
So it's also the weight.
Yeah, it makes you heavier.
Okay, so it's comparatively that if you touch steel, then your top layer of skin becomes steel.
Yeah.
All the weight and all things like that.
It does, except it is pliable enough for you to still move around.
Okay. The word because I have
otherwise, this doesn't work.
Boy, Jeremy, if you do not have strong bones...
Yep.
You're gonna be like, I'm gonna turn to steel, mommy. Crack! And that child is dead, Jeremy.
Here's the thing.
And it's your fault.
No, it's not. It's the child's fault.
Don't just steal and turn to steel, Jimmy.
Yeah, don't. Man,
no kids' parts can have steel on
them. Here's the thing. It wouldn't actually break all their bones. Do you know why? Because steel has structure. It would not fold in on itself like skin does.
You said it was pliable.
Yeah, to the point where you can move still.
Well, but if it's pliable like skin, then... Doesn't that mean it can also have crumple points? Well, no, actually, that's a question.
Yeah.
Does it crumple or does it have crumple points? Because if it's just that it bends where your joints are.
Yeah, it bends where your joints are.
Okay, because that's different.
Yeah.
That means that, like, you are essentially wearing armor.
Yeah.
That is, you know, slightly less strong in, like, points where it needs to bend.
Yeah.
That's just that it goes along with the body needing to adapt certain things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's still impenetrable like steel, but it's like if someone like punched you in the throat and you're a steel person, they'd be punching flexible steel, which would still hurt because it's still impenetrable.
Well, it's
but also, it would hurt your throat.
Yeah, it's the difference between plate mail and chain mail.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
If you touch chain mail, you just become steel.
Yeah.
Or iron.
Because you don't get the texture.
No. You don't become just a chainmail person.
No.
And in that case, Jeremy, I will say your organs are coming out.
Just a body sprinkler of blood. Yeah.
Okay, so this seems very similar to what's in a lot of the other ones where in the beginning of, like, you know, when humans are first coming out.
Yeah.
It changes how we hunt. It changes what we can do. Yeah. I don't think it confers any specific, like... We talked a little bit with hair, the evolutionary, like, you know. benefits?
I think probably similarly to some of the other ones we talked about, there are tribes that focus on different things.
Oh, man. Just one grain of sand.
Yeah. Turns you into rock.
One grain of sand?
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends what that grain is made of. Because it could be a seashell.
That's the thing that like really makes me that really feels weird about the one thing is that sand is a collection of many objects.
It's true,
Jeremy.
Yes,
Jeremy.
Yes,
Jeremy.
Yes, Kevin.
If you touch dust,
yeah,
you're saying you have equal chances of becoming dirt or flesh.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Kevin. I think in the instances of sand and dust,
yeah,
you can't really transform.
You know,
because you're in contact with too many things. You can't. You can't focus down on the thing.
So unless if you can
like get it's a choice, right?
If you can get one grain of sand,
then you can choose.
You're like, yes, I got it.
This
turn into a seashell,
yeah,
or something like that,
yeah,
or poop. Jerry, can we poop?
Yeah, some crusty poop.
Some sand is poop.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why the beach smells that way, Kevin.
Jeremy.
That beach smell that you all love, it's poop.
It's poop.
Comes from seagulls' butts.
Now, Jeremy.
Yes, Kevin.
Here's a question.
Lay it on me.
I know you said that liquids don't count.
Yeah.
But if you touched oil, could you become a dinosaur?
No. You could not. It's not time travel, Kevin.
So you don't go back to but the original.
But you could touch an iguana and get scaly.
Yeah. Well, no, Jeremy. You have the texture of what? It depends if it's scales.
It depends. Texture of
one scale.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you touch an iguana, you get a scale-like skin. Because iguanas don't actually have scales.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But if you touch something that did have scales, like a fish.
Yeah, fish of scales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you have one scale.
You have the texture
of one
scale. So if you touch one of those like fun rainbow fish, you wouldn't become fun rainbow fish. You'd be one color.
Yeah.
And you'd be kind of slimy.
Could still be fun.
could still be fun. He touched his fish. You won't become rainbow. Could still be fun though.
Still be fun.
Touch his fish. It's a fetish of mine. This episode's about fetishes.
And butt hair.
Fetishes and butt hair.
It's the title of this episode.
Unfortunately, the title of these episodes is always the powers we use, unless if we want it to be fetishes versus butt hair.
You're right. No, probably. Let's not do that. I feel like I feel like our numbers will go down if that's the title of this episode.
You don't want Superpower Showdown?
Maybe it will go up, though.
Fetishes versus butt hair.
I feel like they're part of both.
All right. So in World War, you can touch things. You become the sort of thing that you touch.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of like.
Well, back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Is that I think people start like tribes start focusing on certain things.
Yes.
Right. And part of that is because geography.
Yeah.
If you're a mountain tribe, you're probably going to work on getting strong so you can have rock skin or eventually metal skin.
Yeah.
Right? If you're living on the plains, well, what do you have to pick from?
Grass.
And grass is not that great.
Or buffalo fur.
Yeah. I mean, fur or bark.
Oh, you could touch a hoof.
Or stone, yeah.
And become that strong keratin.
Yeah. But I think for them, it's a lot more important for them to be able to move quickly.
Or just dirt.
Yeah.
Piece of dirt.
Well, I mean, what does dirt turn you into?
Dirt.
But dirt's not like I wouldn't want to be dirt. Dirt's soft and crumbly.
You'd be dirt. You'd be the texture of one
speck granule of dirt.
One speck of dirt.
Yeah. Like you could take a rock and stuff, so rock skin would still be available.
Yeah.
But I think it's a more important for you to be able to move fast.
It's interesting that though we just say rocks, there's actually a whole bunch of different kinds of rocks.
Yep.
And you get the texture of the rock that you're touching.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? We joked about like seashells, but seashells are light and actually quite durable.
Yeah.
So
seashell.
If you were coastline, that'd be a great thing to use.
Pretty great. The first time that someone learns how to forge iron and they're like, oh, cool. What's this? Let's figure out. Oh, man.
And then they're like, oh, it's too heavy.
Ah, it's so heavy, so strong.
And then you have an egomaniac who touches gold and can never move.
Gold's super malleable.
Yeah, but gold's super heavy.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
No.
Like, it actually becomes light, strong materials are better to touch than something that is overly heavy.
What about those structures we're building now, the ones that are, like, super strong? Oh, but I guess, actually, those are interesting. So, the structures that are very, very strong now that are made out of latticed iron.
Yeah.
But what makes them so strong
is the structure.
Is the structure of
not
it.
Not the thing.
Yeah.
You don't have a special structure.
Yeah, no, you just have your structure.
Yeah.
Which, I'll tell you one thing we will learn in this world. We'll learn how strong skin structure is.
Yep.
Because when it's made...
Not very.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Skin is actually pretty porous.
It is.
And what makes a lot of these lattice structures strong is how porous they are.
Mm-hmm.
Is they have a lot of actually, like, sort of built-in support.
Yeah.
So maybe if our skin is made of, like,
I think
steel, maybe it becomes super strong.
I think it becomes really hard to cut. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe even more so than, regular. Like, just a plate of iron, for instance.
Yeah.
Right? But I think in terms of crushing, it's actually fairly weak. Because remember, you're turning your skin into that. Your skin's not that thick. Right?
Yeah. So it can still bend in and
yeah,
and crush what's going on.
Yeah.
Which, like, there's so many things we do where it's either it's good against cutting or it's good against crushing. There's few things that are good against both.
Yeah.
It's like when you play those games and they have slash damage and blunt damage, you realize that's huge.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, once again, it's the difference between...
Or piercing.
It's the difference between chainmail and plate armor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, those old people knew what they were doing.
Turns out, people who actually made shit were smart.
Now, that being said, if you can turn yourself into armor, but still keep all the mobility...
Yeah.
Like... I know there's things come out that say, like, oh, knights are actually more mobile than you thought they were.
Yeah.
But if your armor's your flesh, you're yeah. much more mobile.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But that still means we can still go into, like, that when you're turning into, you know, like iron, crushing weapons are more useful.
Yep.
That same thing applies.
Honestly, if I was going into battle, I would want something like silk. Because silk is actually incredibly strong.
Yeah, but you got all your... But it doesn't disperse... Considering where your organs are, I don't think it would disperse that well.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It wouldn't. But, silk is fast. It is more resistant to cuts than your skin would be.
Yeah.
Right?
We could just turn to leather.
That's true.
Yeah. Easy leather. Leather's pretty resistant to cuts.
Yeah.
You could get the... Hey, they're coming out with new technology all the time for, like, cut-proof things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn that into your cut-proof.
Well, here's the thing. You couldn't turn into things like Kevlar or carbon fiber because you would turn into one of the fibers. Right? The thing that makes those strong is the structure.
So anything that's based on the structure is useless to
you. Yeah, it's useless. It's only the materials.
There are so many, like, scientific holes in this that I don't want to spend time poking through.
Then stop bringing it up.
Let's just say that this power has so many necessary mandatory secondary powers.
It does. And here's something that I don't think you've recognized yet.
Yeah.
But you don't turn back into flesh.
I mean, if you touch flesh, you turn back into flesh.
Right. But if everybody's turning into stuff, where's the flesh? Only on babies.
Yeah. A baby comes out, you touch a baby, you get flesh back. Or, Jeremy, do you think that human flesh is so different from the flesh of other creatures?
It's not.
Yeah. You just reach between the fur of a fox.
Touch it.
And then you touch that fox.
And now you have fox flesh.
Now you have fox flesh. I mean, you're born with flesh.
Yeah.
And, I mean, flesh is everywhere.
You know, racism probably still exists, but it's probably not about skin color, because you would be changing the tone of your skin all the time.
Oh, is that how it works? I guess, yeah, it would. Like,
whatever you touch.
Yeah. Yeah,
you touch some red oak, your skin's more red. You touch some white oak, your skin's whiter.
Yeah, I mean, I think even when you turn back to flesh,
you touch some rich mahogany.
I think even depending on like what flesh you touch, you become that flesh.
No, if you touch polar bear flesh, you are an albino, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you touch an albino, you're also an albino.
Also an albino.
Yeah. So you. So. So racism will still exist because humans are not great.
Yeah, because we're bad people.
But we would just find another excuse.
Yeah, yeah. It would be about something else.
It'd be like something else.
Yeah.
We'd find some other reason to be terrible to people.
People are still racist against the Irish and the Scottish.
I mean, it'd probably be less like, I guess, skin-based racism and more just straight-up nationalism.
Yeah.
More straight-up like, you're from that place and I don't like you.
I see you're from the Deep South. I don't like you now.
I don't like you or the area you come from.
I guess. No, it doesn't change the way you sound. Because it's only the outside.
No.
Yeah.
No, because you still have accents.
Yeah.
But you would look whatever you look like.
Yep.
And yeah, I think at a certain point, like, I don't know if, because of all the adaptations you get from touching the textures, if there's any true, like, benefit of staying fleshy.
There isn't.
I think it's just like,
except once again, if you want to be intimate with somebody, something hard is not beneficial.
That's why you go silk. Or just a condom.
That's true.
You become a condom.
I guess you could become like rubber. But here's the thing. Stop for 1 second, okay, Kevin, because I want to go back to this condom thing for a second.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Condoms are translucent.
Yes, Jeremy.
So that means if you became that,
yes, Jeremy,
people could see all your insides. That's disgusting.
Jeremy. It's also very helpful for the medicine.
It is. It's very helpful.
All right, we're going to take an x-ray, and by an x-ray, I mean you're going to touch to this.
By x-ray, we mean touch this glass.
We're going to see inside. Not glass.
Yeah, you're right.
Glass is too
fresh. Touch this latex.
Oh, no. Once again, structure of the human skin as glass. Very porous. It might be strong. I worry that it might have that, what's it called? Prince Albert's tale, where they make a glass bulb, and like the tip of the bulb you can hit with a hammer, it will not break.
Yeah.
But you just like
tap, flick
the tail,
the side,
and the entire thing explodes.
Probably.
I worry that somehow
you probably wouldn't want to touch glass.
Somehow through the structure of a human body, you'll be like,
there's a weak point.
I'm very strong. And someone like flicks your ear and you just detonate.
Here's also the thing though, if you choose something translucent, you have to be very careful where you are. Because one of skin's main objectives in the real world is to keep out light radiation.
Yeah, from burning your brain.
From burning your brain or your heart or your liver or your lungs.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. But if you touch some like sweet polarized lenses, some sweet glass like that.
Yeah, and you're scratch proof.
And you're scratch proof and you got the cool shade over your body.
Yeah, yeah, then you can shade it still. But I feel like skin's better than sunglasses.
Yes, I'm going to say the skin is better than sunglasses.
You usually want to pick opaque things.
Yeah. But once again, unless if the doctor needs to take a look inside you.
Yeah, but they do that in a controlled setting.
In a controlled environment, and then essentially you're just standing there completely translucent. The doctor's like,
Well, you got a fracture here.
As I can see, you are, you're disgusting on the inside, as we all are.
As we all are.
It appears as though your body is just full of blood. You have no veins or anything.
Yeah.
It appears to just be a blood sack.
Well, I did touch burlap earlier.
Oh man, burlap skin would be the worst.
Except you don't turn into burlap, you turn into one fiber of burlap.
I still don't think that would be great.
It wouldn't.
I think anything that's a fiber would be itchy.
It would.
Like, not on you.
Yeah, on everybody else.
But when you touch people, it's just like, stop.
Unless they're something like, you know, metal.
Okay, one person turns to iron, one person turns to flint, and you just start lighting fires.
Yeah, I mean, you could do that. It wouldn't. The thing is, you still have all your nerves.
Oh, no, it would hurt.
It would hurt.
It would hurt a lot.
So well, mostly no, for the flint person.
For the flint guy who's getting chunks of him shaved off.
Yeah.
You know, if they're like, we need to do this, I will be flint. You
the
will
other
be
thing
iron.
I'm going
to
point out here does not change your hair. Does not change your hair. Only change your skin. Doesn't change your eyeballs or your teeth.
This is a world where it also benefits you to be like shaved.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So unlike the hair world.
Yeah.
So let's do the thing where we combine the worlds.
Okay.
So you both can turn your skin into whatever you touch.
Yeah.
and you can control your hair.
Yes.
Means you turn your skin into hair.
No, because you would become one follicle.
Yes, and then you control it.
You already control yourself.
You absolute control over your skin.
You still have muscles on the inside. Okay.
So what you get is people who are like steel,
yeah,
but also very hairy.
Yes.
So it's just steel with the hair sticking out of it.
Yeah.
That's like moving on its own. You have like banshee hair just like going up in the air. But
yeah.
But also your skin is burlap.
Also your skin is burlap fiber. Just burlap fiber.
This is a...
Your skin's a piece of corn.
I really, really like when we do Super Showdowns, when we combine them, the world is just dumb. This is one of the cases where it's like, I don't think I can say that the world is, you know, big and shocking or different.
No.
We combine the two, but it's just dumb.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Dumb. Dumb world. If you like those dumb worlds.
If you like us.
If you like us. If you like a lot. Hey, if you like things in general.
Yeah.
You should give us a rating, a review, a subscription on
wherever
Apple Podcasts.
You, yeah, wherever Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts
yeah.
from.
Yeah. On Yelp.
On Yelp.
Give us a good Yelp review.
I would love it if we got good Yelp reviews.
Tell us the service was okay.
Yeah, the service was all right.
Spent a lot of time talking about butts.
And hair.
And usually butt hair.
Yeah.
5 out of 10.
If you'd like to know when the next episode is out, you can follow us at Twitter,
yeah.
at Third Space Cast.
You can also get us individually. I'm at Sean Man K. Weir.
And I'm at Mighty Thews.
You can send us an email. Yes, you can send us an email to Third... Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I usually do it. I'm seeing if you still remember.
It's thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, or you can visit our website.
It's the same as our website.
At thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yeah, just with... At Gmail.
With some W's in front.
Yeah, yeah. Send us ideas for topics you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
We get them a lot from Ethan.
We get a lot from Ethan.
Love Ethan.
Ethan is now messaging me as well. Which is great. I love it.
Ethan is fan number one.
Yeah, fan number one.
Fan number
two. Suck it, Aaron.
Suck it, Aaron. Man, we got a couple people whose names start with E.
Yeah.
we need to make our listeners fight each other.
Yeah.
With an obvious ranking system.
With an obvious ranking system, which we will release in 1 year's time. Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by the Diablo Swing Orchestra.
I think that's it.
Join us next week on The Third Space, where we play the question game the entire time.
When is it?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Wouldn't you like to tell me?
Why do you want me to tell you?
Why won't you tell me when it is?
Until then... You're a cool person who lives in a cool place?
I'll give you that one.